880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Big D, bring it on. We've got a great show today. We're going to make sure you get the inside track in the real estate, in the race for real estate with our friends from Early Shares. We're going to talk crowdfunding. We're going to talk about the UHealth prostate cancer breakthrough. And our good friend, Uri Mann, is going to be here to talk about how Crystal Lagoons is turning the desert to water. We got a lot of content today. Turn it up. Stick with us. Deal, take us out. We're going to come right back. Great content. We're starting the show with Heather Schwartz from EarlyShares.com. Stick around. We'll be here. You should be too. D, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, by now you know you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine provider of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Oh, yeah, I was a bad boy. We were having so much fun before the opening of the show that I forgot to get the tripod to record the thing for video. So I'm going to ask D to go get that right now while I do this read. Because, as everybody knows, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to give every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, for any time, anytime, for anything. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, what a great break that was. And you folks out there will have no idea what was going on here. Let me tell you, it was a party. All right, we are back and we are here with my favorite sponsor, Early Shares. We've got Heather Schwartz. Heather is, well, gosh, Heather, why don't you tell everybody who you are?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I am one of the co-founders and chief strategy officer of EarlyShares.com and super excited to be here.
Hey, and we're just as excited to have you. Now, that's a really fancy title. What does it mean?
So, as one of the co-founders, we had this vision 4 years ago to really create something special. And so what we're doing, we are taking private investing and taking it to a whole nother level, using new regulations that let commercial real estate investing be accessible online to new investors. And it's all automated.
Yeah, but you said accessible. Something special. You said this is something
yes.
special. You
yes.
got together to do something special. Shows you're passionate. And hey, you achieved something special because I read up and I found out a statistic. I found out that Early Shares is the market leader in real estate crowdfunding. Now, hey, is that true?
Of course it's true. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today.
Now, Heather, you've got a great team over there at Early Shares. You do these real estate deals. Any specific type? Because I know a lot of places, they specialize in retail or apartments. What do you guys specialize in?
So you know what? We are asset agnostic. So we look at retail and facilitate capital for retail deals, for hotels, multifamilies. What is really important is looking at the clients that are raising capital on our site, making sure that they have the expertise within their area that they're looking to raise capital for, making sure that the investment is structured properly for investors. They go through a significant due diligence list. And when you look at really the core of what they're offering and what we are hosting on our platform, we are allowing accredited investors to participate in small pieces of commercial real estate deals.
Well, isn't that what people are looking for? Because it seems to me like people are searching around the world for yield and can't find it.
Of course. And so if you look at our platform, if you look at the offerings, guess what? The average cash on cash, so annual cash flow is 8 or 9%.
Is that leveraged or unleveraged?
Leveraged.
Okay,
of
so
course.
With leverage, they're getting 9% return.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what real estate's all about. Real
Absolutely.
Estate is all about using leverage to enhance your return.
Yeah, and think about what the rates are right now offered by banks.
One.
So you can get financing, you can get long-term financing, 5 or 10 years, threes, fours, fives, depending on the asset.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So if you look at the underlying cash flow and the tenant mix and location, there's so many different variables that go into real estate. Taking advantage of that bank leverage, you know, it really creates a nice cash flow for the end investor.
Now, I remember when syndication first came out, it was the mid-1980s. I was at one of the accounting firms inventing the multi-column spreadsheet at the time. And I wrote on the front page of the article that came circulated around the office because you couldn't forward anything in email. It was all analog with 72 names checking next to it. And it talked about the securitization business. And I just took a photocopy, I still have this, and mm-hmm. wrote, this is the future of real estate.
For sure.
That was 20 years ago.
For sure. And if you look at Early Shares, our platform is syndication on steroids.
Oh, you used the word, and I am so happy you did, because that's what it is. And you see, most people start out trying to syndicate their real estate deals, and they always start with trying to raise with the most expensive capital known to man, friends and family.
Oh, yes.
I pulled one of my clients out of a deal where her father gave her all the money, and her hair's been on fire for 5 years.
Oh, yes. And they still have to sit together at Thanksgiving and holidays every year.
That's right.
That's
the other problem sponsors have is preparing all the materials and getting somebody to opine that the person trusts. How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah. So, look, a lot of our sponsors, all of our sponsors, you know, they have teams behind them. So it's not just one guy that has a great idea for a particular real estate investment. You know, no, these are professional investment real estate groups and teams that have been doing this for decades that are now looking to leverage the internet to access capital more easily.
Well, I just want to say give one little story. Yeah. The story is how I came to know Early Shares. Because to me, until about 8 or 9 months ago, Early Shares was a gimmick. I said, crowdfunding gimmick.
That hurts.
Done that. Well, I was uninformed. I think that half the world may still think that. I don't know. I thought that crowdfunding was a bunch of guys sitting in front of their computers in their nightgowns or bathrobes looking at deals. Boy, was I wrong. I go to a private equity function. I go try to raise money for a guy. He goes, heck with you. I'm going to raise private equity money on Brickell Avenue. I thought it was a rich guy. No, it was you. You.
So really funny story about crowdfunding. You know, when I first got into this business, crowdfunding, when people ask you, like, what do you do? Well, I have an equity crowdfunding platform. I would get that blank stare. So I'd have to ask them, you know what Kickstarter was? No, I don't know what Kickstarter is. All right, finally.
You have a bunch of analog friends, don't you?
You know what Shark Tank was? And finally the light bulb would go off. And
my wife, by the way, loves Shark Tank. I am forced to watch that twice every week.
So finally, crowdfunding has become such a buzzword that everybody knows what it is. And if you look at other types of crowdfunding outside of real estate, such as in the lending space and in the product space, I mean, it's exploding. Billions of dollars are going through these platforms. And now we're seeing the same thing within commercial real estate. We got to that $1 billion mark in 2014 of clients that are raising money with these new exemptions online. That's a big number, and it's very small compared to where the market's going.
Oh, boy, I love it when it's something going to expand like that. Now, that's where you really make money. So let's talk about that for a minute. What makes you different than the other 100-plus firms in the real estate crowdfunding space? Just got to ask.
Sure, yeah. And to be specific, there's about 123
Okay, because there's 117 when I talked to Joanne about 2 weeks ago.
All right, so we see one every day. And a lot of people, they look at this business as, you know what, I'm going to raise money online and I just need a really cool website. But you know what? When you look at what really goes into this business, at the core, it's a financial services business. And then you've got a wrapper of education, a wrapper of marketing, wrapper of legal. And all on top of that goes the technology perspective. So when we look at Early Shares, why we're different, we have a senior team that has been doing real estate transactions for decades. You know, we have a superior platform that is in the top of the country where we have an end-to-end transaction engine. So literally, think about everything that's been done offline, where we facilitate all of that online. Make it super easy.
Well,
real
estate transaction has really only become just really transaction and process management. There really isn't a lot of creativity. Yeah. You buy the list from Real Estate Capital Markets, you mail everybody, you get 10 people that are interested, you finesse each one of them until they think that 62 other people are doing the deal, and then you get the best price you can. What makes your process different?
Yeah, so think about the administrative portion of what you just mentioned. Right? Following up on customer calls and pitching deals, following up on deal documents and making sure everything is signed properly. So if you come to Early Shares and you look at an offering, you're going to see everything beautifully organized in a very easy to understand investor friendly format. So all of your due diligence, all of your investor materials, performas, appraisals, everything is aggregated in a really nice way, really easy to understand. And once an investor is ready to commit and to invest, he clicks a button. He goes through a very simple process, gives us some basic information. He electronically signs all of the documents. He or she, let me be correct, signs
I didn't want to correct you. You're being a lady and all.
Signs all of the deal documents online. Everything is recorded online, and you can see it. It's very accessible, just like you can access your investments on Merrill Lynch. You can access your investments on Early Shares very easily.
That is awesome. So we're going to get right back to that E-Trade and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, people were uncomfortable with this, but now they're not. And we're going to hear more right after this break. D, lean forward. Get your fingers ready. Push the button. It's all yours. right, yes, I'm walking on sunshine and heck, it feels good. But when I'm not walking, I'm riding. And when I'm riding with Warren Henry. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, August 20th as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Phillies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins against the Phillies on August 20th at 7:10. Go to marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Heather Schwartz. She is the co-founder and chief strategy officer at Early Shares. She spearheads the strategic initiatives that help Early Shares transform the $2 trillion private finance industry. We're going to talk to her about what makes Early Shares different and why somebody that's an investor or other professional in real estate better be talking to them. Heather, back to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm obviously all caught up in what we're talking about. It's jumbling my mind because the concept is so cool. So
Thank you.
Doing good too, because I can hear, sometimes I can see you thinking, but that's just because it means so much to you. And thank you for bringing that passion to the show. We love it.
Yes.
We love it.
You got to be, listen, this is hard work. You know what? It's a lot of glitz and glamour, and we're doing some really cool things, but day to day, it is really hard work, and everybody back at Early Shares at our office is very passionate about what we're doing, and we are making a difference. We are changing an industry, and we love it.
Well, I should just stop right there. I don't know what to say after that, but that's not true. I do. So what product types do you guys specialize in? Because you skirted that question before.
Yeah.
You said you were property agnostic, but let's delve in. Do you only raise equity, but can somebody also work with you on the debt component?
Yeah, so absolutely. We facilitate capital for both equity and debt investments. In fact, we have a nice variety of both of those online right now. And so if you look at, you know, I had mentioned that you get like an 8 or 9% cash on cash, you know, that applies to the debt component as well. So we are just launching tomorrow. So you're getting the first
look.
We're
making news.
We're making news here. We are just launching tomorrow a deal from an institutional lender out of New York. I don't know if you've heard of them. Guggenheim Partners, Pillar.
Yes.
Guggenheim,
you have?
Okay, great. I'm glad we're on the same page.
My friends are at Stiles.
Yes.
They've done a couple deals together.
Okay, no problem. So anyway, what they've done is they have, you know, they originated a first mortgage, they did a mezzanine piece, and what they're doing is that they are looking for the first time to re-syndicate that and create an access.
I didn't understand that. Hold on. So Guggenheim is giving you a deal for you to place into your market. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
That was a high five.
I think everybody kind of knew that. We're not doing no chest bumps here. That would be inappropriate.
Yes, it would.
Okay. Now, golly. That actually blew my mind. Guggenheim Partners, big institutional player from New York.
Yep. So one of their affiliates, Pillar Finance, did the debt for a multifamily rehab in Los Angeles. And so anyway, as part of that debt structure, they did a mezzanine piece, and they are putting that mezzanine up available for investment and for participation for investors.
So an institutionally originated
underwritten
mezzanine piece by the smart guys and ladies up in New York that usually only a high net worth private I belong to the club person. Now that's on your site?
You better believe it.
Ooh. Where do you, where, what? What
not, so oh, I forgot to mention something important.
Okay.
9%.
So it's a 9%
yep.
unlevered 9 or levered?
Well, it's debt. So you're participating in the leverage of the deal.
So it's a 9% cash out? It's cash out.
9% return, term of four and a half years. How do you like that?
I like it better than a 4% bond at 1.
Yeah. But those are the types of unique investments that we have visibility to. That's the power of our platform. Because we have a national presence where we're seeing all of these opportunities and all of these deals.
Okay, so that's a word that I wanted to write down that we haven't talked about yet, and I'll prove it to you that I wrote it down in the last segment. The word is channels.
Mm-hmm.
You are a channel. See, people that have a marketing background know that the most important thing about the marketing process is understanding the distribution channels of information and the product. It sounds to me like you guys are staking out the future channels, and the people that are the thought leaders in the industry are seeking you out.
Absolutely. And very simply put, I like to say that we are in the digital pipeline business. We have a capital pipeline company. So talk about channels and talk about participants.
You talk about shutting Jim Fried up when he goes, ah.
So think about the participants here. You've got institutions, you've got accredited investors, seasoned sponsors that have, you know, really solid expertise and experience within commercial real estate, within their asset class. They've been doing this for decades. I mean, it's a perfect mix. And our platform, Early Shares, brings this all together.
I would say that everybody I knew needs to know about this, but they do because I emailed them about it today. this is fantastic. So what size transactions can you guys do on the equity raise or on the debt raise or both?
Yeah. So we, on average, we see deals from $500,000 on the smaller side all the way up to, we're working on a $20 million deal right now.
And the $20 million is the equity portion or the overall size?
No, it's the equity portion. It's
so that's like a $100 million deal.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
absolutely.
You see, you need to be more of a broker and a salesperson. It's a $100 million deal, and we're raising $20 million of equity. And if you want to participate, you go to earlyshares.com right now and look it up. It's been underwritten, reviewed. It's ready for you to take a taste and a test drive. Did I do it right?
You did it perfect.
All
Thank
right,
you.
I'm blushing now. I'm blushing now. So, Heather, what is your particular specialty? We talked about that you're the chief strategy officer. Mm-hmm. Fancy title.
What does
that really mean? And before we keep going, I want to give a shout out to Samantha, and I think there's two others that I'm missing.
Nicole and Caitlin.
Thank you so much, because if that didn't get on the air, there'd be problems later. So we've taken care of that. Okay, now back to my question. I forget because now I have the sugar plums of the beautiful kids trains to go, but go ahead.
So what do I do all day? I mean, that's a really good question. It's like, what do I not do?
I don't know. You're an entrepreneur. Yeah. Look, I watch Silicon Valley. I just want
great
points.
Show. Great
I just
show.
All I know is the word points.
All right. So my primary role is that I lead all of our deals. I talk to every single one of our issuers, every single one of our clients, and really build the technology. I'm not programming, of course, but just, you know, look at all the operations that go behind the technology. I come from the wealth management space. I've been in wealth management for 16 years. So I know how investors are thinking, and I know what they're looking for. So I'm very involved in the platform, very involved in working with all of our deals, deal structuring, in regards to making sure that our deals that we have are suitable for our investors.
Well, and that's why they have to be accredited investors too.
Sure, absolutely.
And so if they're accredited investors and they're on your site, yep. And you know, what is the number one question that somebody that places something on your site has? And what's the number one question one of the investors has?
Sure. So for people that are raising capital on our site, really, it's about first experience. Like, what? Please set the expectation for me regards to process, investors, and timing. And then for investors, you know, again, it's the similar thing. Process and also getting familiar, number one, with the platform, which we've gotten there, and number two, with the sponsors.
You see, you keep using the word process, and I always call just straight real estate brokerage process management. It's bulky, it's hard, yep. A computer can do it, and now we're finding out that a computer can set the template, but we've only got about a minute left, so I need you back, because I'm not done. I got a lot of questions left, but the number one question I want to have answered right now is, how do people get in touch with you? I know it's earlyshears.com, but if somebody wants to call you, is there a number they can call? And please give it slowly, because
yes.
As you know, we have a lot of people from New York listening, and Jets fans need it a little bit slower.
Our number, 786-565-3344. We would love to hear from you, and we're located right here in the Financial District of Miami on Brickell Avenue.
All right, my new best buddy, Heather Schwartz, the queen of online capital raising. Heather, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate
you.
Having you.
This
we'll be
great.
Back after this. We're going to have our special U Health guest on. We're going to talk about new advances and breakthroughs in prostate treatment. Oh, man, I know I got to find out about this. I've got two friends that are dealing with this right now. Again, thank you so much to Heather and her team. Dee, I think I've given you enough time to cue everything up, so it's all yours. All right, that's Dave Matthews Band in honor of Dave being here a couple of weeks ago. And Heather told me that's her favorite band. So that's for you, Heather. And you know what else is for you? When you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
All right, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. Well, with a U Health Executive Physical, that's what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your own personal concierge that's going to guide you through your visit to get to your customized preventive health plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
We've got an accident with the ramp closed from 95 northbound to the Golden Glades, Florida's Turnpike in 441 area. Also an accident on the Dolphin Expressway westbound at Douglas Road. Chrome Avenue at 216th Street. Traffic lights not working correctly. Use that as a four-way stop. And an accident on Tamiami Trail at the Palmetto Expressway. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Yeah, all that's good. Oh, yeah, that's just me. Hey, it's okay, G. You can give me the sign. I don't mind if people catch me cross-talking with the guest from the earlier segment. It's no problem. But it is now time for me to go back into my UHealth mode, because we've got our UHealth doctor holding. We're going to talk about prostate cancer breakthroughs. But before we do that, I have to give UHealth their due. UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And as you all know, UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. And stick with us, because we're going to talk about some of that state-of-the-art research right after this as it applies to prostate cancer. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
Oh yeah, this is where I say, yeah, I feel nice like sugar and spice. We've got Dr. Shivank Bhatia on the phone. Dr. Bhatia, hope I made it through that okay.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Dr. Bhatia is an interventional radiologist at UHealth, and he's been doing some great research. I really don't want to talk over all the great points that he's about to make. So, doctor, I'm over 50, got lots of friends over 50, and a couple of them are fighting prostate issues right now. Let's get right down to it. What's going on with what you're doing, and let's get it out there to everybody.
Sounds great, Jim. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
My pleasure.
So I'm an interventional radiologist, which is a subspecialty of medicine where physicians perform minimally invasive procedures under imaging guidance via very small incisions, which often lead to very few complications than conventional surgical techniques. So we have a new technique for treating enlarged prostate or BPH. And just to clarify, this is not related to prostate cancer. This is just for patients who have enlarged prostate, which is a very, very, very common condition. It's
like 50% of the people, the men over 50, right?
Correct. Okay. It affects more than 50% of men over 50. And it's at least over 15 million men in the United States suffer from lower urinary tract symptoms related to benign enlargement of the prostate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sit there every night, and when I think, first of all, I sit there and I'm totally afraid of when is the night going to start, when I'm going to wake up three, four, five, six times a night. So far, thank God, not yet.
great. So it's just a matter of when. It's not like, you know.
Oh, gee, thank you, doctor.
I'm sorry.
Now you're a... Larry, get this guy off the show. I don't want to hear that anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. Take the finger off the button. Okay, doctor. So now you're down there. The guy's got symptoms. You've taken your finger cot. You've figured out he's got a prostate that's a little swollen. I mean, first of all, people got to get checked before you can do anything, right?
Correct. So we have an excellent multidisciplinary team here at University of Miami. So I'm an interventional radiologist, but we work very closely together with a urologist. And what we do is we have these kind of like joint clinics where patients come in for evaluation with us as well as they go to urologist. As all of us know that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. So all the patients who come in will not be candidate for a particular type of procedure for prostate. So we get all the baseline kind of tests done in urology, and then we evaluate the patients for what kind of treatment is best for them.
Well, doctor, so then if everybody needs a different treatment because one size does not fit all, what are the range of treatments? I mean, there's well, you go ahead.
Correct. So the range of treatments from urological perspective till now have been like conventional surgery, which is a transurethral resection of prostate, where essentially the urologist goes through the urethra and kind of resects a portion of the prostate gland, which is causing the obstruction to the outflow of the urine, and they relieve that obstruction. However, that surgery is considered gold standard, but it comes with its own risk. It comes with complications such as risk of impotence, bleeding, risk of sexual dysfunction.
Like being on Cialis for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. Guys, we understood that.
Okay, great. So what now let's move on to what I am doing. So this procedure is a relatively new procedure, which is called prostate embolization.
Well, wait. Now, if it's new, how many places in Florida even offer it?
It's only two places in Florida.
Okay, you and someplace else.
In Tampa, yes.
Okay, well, I ain't going to Tampa. It's a long drive to
sit on
one of those
things.
South Florida,
we are the only one.
Okay. So now what is it that you're doing so that I don't have to take Cialis?
Okay, so what we are doing, the procedure is called prostate embolization. And what essentially embolization means is you are reducing or essentially cutting off a blood supply to the organ. So it's a minimally invasive, kind of a non-surgical procedure, which is performed on outpatient basis in interventional radiology suite at University of Miami. And in this procedure, we put a small catheter or a tube through the artery in the groin, and it goes into the blood supply of the prostate gland. And once we are there, we confirm the position, and then we inject some small spherical PVA or polyvinyl alcohol particles. And what that does is it essentially cuts off the blood supply, and it causes the prostate gland to shrink in size. So we are essentially reversing the cycle.
Yeah, but that sounds a lot less painful than the first thing you said. And is the person still at least somewhat asleep while you're doing this?
Well, it's like a twilight. So
okay,
you know, like
I've had the twilight things. You don't remember.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you don't remember.
It's essentially a painless procedure.
Great.
Yeah, and so the prostate gland reduces in size like 30% to 40% from the baseline. And patients usually notice significantly better voiding with like no straining, and much, much, much better quality of life within 2 to 3 weeks after the procedure. And we usually take patients off of the medications at around 4 weeks after the procedure. And, of course, it does not come with any side effects of surgery. Like
that was my question.
Yeah. So there is like no incontinence, no bleeding, no sexual dysfunction, no none of those side effects.
Wow. Sounds to me like you're what every guy that's got this issue's kind of been waiting for, because you look at those commercials and you go, oh my God, I hope that's not me.
Correct. So it's like a breakthrough, you know, which is
oh good, because I said it was a breakthrough. So I'm glad you backed me up on that.
Yep, thank you.
No. Listen, we're so thrilled to have you. You know, I get on the phone on the thing and I talk about UHealth. It's breakthrough medicine. It's collaborative care. Well, here it is. You made a breakthrough. You got like funded for a study a while back, right?
Correct.
So we
are funded for a study. We are actively enrolling for this multi-center trial. And we are one of the leading sites for an FDA-approved clinical trial where University of Miami is still enrolling the patients for the trial.
So wait a minute now. So people can call in and get to be part of this. Okay, what's the phone number? And we got to go slow and say it a couple times, and I'm going to kill a little time while people get pens. Guys, get your pencil. Well, I guess that was get your pencil. Yeah, I know. I got to just say it now. Get your pencil ready. Oh, did I really just say that? Okay, doctor, everybody's got their pencil ready. What are the numbers?
Okay, great. So the number is 305-243-3404.
3404. It's 305-243-3404, right?
Perfect.
Okay.
And you can ask for Leah.
Okay. And, doctor, one more time, this is all done at the central campus down by U Health?
Correct. This is all done here down in the central campus, yes.
Okay. Well, I want to go over it. Somebody may have tuned in late. There's a bunch of different procedures that you can get for a prostate problem, but a lot of them have side effects. Doctor, yours doesn't. One little quick, we got about a minute left. If you could go through it one more time so that the people who are listening that just tuned in could hear again what makes you different.
Absolutely. Thank you. So this procedure is, again, done by an interventional radiologist at UHealth, and it's called prostate embolization, where we go in from a very small incision in the groin, and under imaging or X-ray guidance, we put a small tube into the vessel or the blood supply of the prostate gland, and then we inject innumerable tiny beads into the prostate gland or kind of like microspheres. And what that does is it shrinks the prostate gland by 30 to 40% in size, and most patients report significantly better voiding and much better quality of life within as early as 2 weeks after the procedure with virtually almost no side effects. What they usually feel is like, you know, some amount of burning after the procedure for first week, but that's pretty much it.
Well, listen, I'm going to translate it into guy talk here, everybody. If you're having a problem with peeing a lot or not peeing enough or pee any issues, go see these people because you don't know what's going on. It could be a tumor, could be something worse. You don't know, an infection. But the number one thing is get it checked out because early treatment gives you the best chance for an outcome. And you heard the doctor say it. He works at UHealth Consulting. And with Breakthrough Medicine, my gosh, Dr. Bhatia, you're the definition of what Dean Goldschmidt's trying to do over there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. One more time, I would like to repeat the number.
Oh, two more times, because remember, the Jets fans write slowly.
Absolutely.
So guys, get your writing implement out and get ready to write this down. Most important number for you and your family. Go, Doc.
305-243-3404.
Dr. Shivank Bhatia.
Correct.
Oh, thank you. You know,
my heart. Anyone can search on the web for prostate embolization, South Florida.
Oh, yeah. Prostate artery embolization, South Florida. UHealth leads in that. Doctor, thank you so much for bringing this to our show. I look forward to meeting you socially, hopefully not professionally.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for having a great sense of humor. This was a great segment. Really appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Okay, guys, we'll be back after this. Ladies, too, we're going to talk about how to bring water to the desert. We'll be back after this with my friend, Uri Mann, talking about crystal lagoons. Back after this. Oh, man, I love that guy. And he left me happy, even though a lot of my friends have issues with prostate, and I may someday have an issue with the prostate. He left me happy because, man, that guy had a sense of humor. He reminds me of the other doctor we had that was in the colonoscopy guy. I asked why he got in the business. He said he liked to get his hands dirty. I love those doctors. They're the greatest. Let's see. Where are we going now? Oh, I got all wrapped up in my funny jokes there. Sorry, everybody, but sometimes even the entertainer gets entertained by himself. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why Warren Henry always gives their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, I got a bunch of them from these guys, I knew I was getting the best deal each time because they guarantee the best price. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything for any time for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. High five to Larry's in 40 under 40. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, this is where I talk about Lauren's kids, and this goes out especially to Samantha, Caitlin, Kiki, and Nicole. LaurenceKids.org, everybody. School is starting. You don't know who is going to be driving your kids in the bus, who they're going to meet at school, student aide, teacher, coach, whatever. Maybe it's going to be one of the other parents. You just got to know the signs to look for to protect your kids, because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by simply educating your child. So go today to LaurenceKids.org. Teach your children it's okay to tell, and let them know that you're out there looking out for them.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, August 20th, as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Phillies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays, presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins against the Phillies on August 20th at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend, Uri Mann. He's the new CEO of the United States for Crystal Lagoons. And when you hear about what Uri's doing, you're going to want to have one of these in your backyard. Welcome to the show, Uri.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
All right, man. Now, listen, Crystal Lagoons, it's a great name. I think it really kind of says what it is, but why don't you tell everybody what we're talking about?
Okay, Crystal Lagoons enables development companies to create unlimited size, crystal clear lagoons of never before proportions at a very low cost, which are very affordable to maintain.
Well, wait a minute then. So what you're telling me is that all of a sudden I've got the beach in the middle of a desert?
Yes. Our company is effectively revolutionizing real estate development, because now you can bring idyllic beach life anywhere in the world. It's pretty incredible.
Okay, so this started out in Chile like 20 years ago. How many of these have been done since then?
We now participate in 300 projects in 60 countries.
Whoa, whoa. How many?
300. Over 300, actually.
Wow.
In the United States, we have more than 35 projects under negotiation, and we've already announced 8 done deals, most of which are here in Florida.
Wait. Florida's got beachfront, so this can't really be like on the coasts. Is this like turning Doral into Doral Beach and something in Orlando?
We have projects all over the state. Some of them are on the water, actually. We have 2 lagoons with a project called Sola Mia, which is being developed by the Lafrak family and by the Sofer family. But you're right. Our lagoons can be anywhere in the state. We have projects in the Tampa area, 4 single-family communities, which are being developed by Metro Development Group. We also have a project in Orlando with Tavistock at Lake Nona. And
good friend Skipper Peak.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the man.
Yes.
So, Uri, you know, you piqued my interest with your deal at the project in North Miami with Lefrak and the Sofers. The land under there has been in remediation for years and was a Superfund site, so your stuff must be pretty durable to be able to be put into a system like that.
You're absolutely correct. What's interesting about our amenity is it provides the ability to reposition sites, in many cases taking non-viable sites and turning them into viable sites. So, for example, you could have a piece of property that's further away from the urban boundary or further away from the path of growth, and you bring our lagoon, and people will come buy units because they have effectively beachfront property, which is really amazing in the sense that you can increase prices, you can make you can increase absorption for projects, and really create the idyllic beach life anywhere, revolutionizing the lifestyles of the people that are going to live there.
Well, it sounds to me like you got the ultimate value add there, Rory. Somebody can come in, buy a brownfield or something out in the middle of nowhere, and then all of a sudden they call you up, and gosh, I got to believe that sometimes the multiple's almost infinite.
Yeah, because that's absolutely the case. We have some projects where they're just looking to use the amenity to turn sort of an A-minus project into an A-plus. But many of our projects, the developers are looking for lower-cost sites, and really without the lagoon, they wouldn't be viable.
Now, we're calling it a lagoon, and we're talking about making it waterfront.
That's right, yes.
But this is really something where the kids can go swimming, dad can go scuba diving, and you can have your canoe or your sailboat on this.
Absolutely. They're fully recreational, which means they're rated for full body contact. If the water that is put into the lagoon is drinkable, we continue to keep it drinkable. It can be any kind of water, actually, salt water, fresh water, brackish water, well water. But the lagoons are used primarily for recreational use. People are enjoying water sports like sailboating, paddle boarding, which is very popular today, kayaking. There's so many different ways to amenitize the lagoons and really provide a lot of value and lifestyle to developments that couldn't be capable without our technology.
Well, it sounds to me like you should really call it Millennials Lagoons, because it sounds like every active person in America is going to want to be living on one of these things.
Yeah, the Millennials love them. But you know what? Also, the seniors like yourselves.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Uri. I appreciated that.
You know, we have senior housing resorts that are interested in the lagoon because they increase visitation. You know, the grandparents want their kids and grandkids to come visit them. And nothing is better than having a beautiful lagoon that the grandkids can come swimming in and go kayaking and paddleboarding, a safe place for everybody to enjoy a beautiful environment.
Well, I'm going to forget the fact that you referred to me as a senior. I got another year before I qualify for senior housing projects. So give me a break, Ori.
Yeah, I'll give you a break.
Thank you so much. Come back in another 6 months and you can beat on me some more about that. In fact, you should anyway, so we can hear about the update on all those projects like in Orlando and Tampa. Drilling down on this a little more, Ori, how big of a land area do you need for one of these to be viable?
Typically, the lagoons that are being contracted today by the master plan developers are in the range of 5 to 10 acres, but we are developing projects in the United States that'll be much larger. They can be as small as 2 acres or even smaller in urban situations. Our lagoons will always be cheaper to build and cheaper to maintain than a pool, for example. So they can make sense for a big, diverse set of projects.
Now, does this use a mechanized filtration system, or is it sort of a natural, I'm going to use a big word, osmosis kind of thing?
Neither. That's a great question. So our technology is based on 2 important things. One, rather than keeping a high chlorine barrier like a Dr. Poole does, we have a pulse disinfection system, which is extremely efficient. So it's very smart. Rather than keeping a tremendous amount of chemicals in a pool, we're pulsing just where they're needed, which is a smart system using Wi-Fi and telemetry. And the second thing is, rather than having pool filtration equipment, which is extremely expensive and takes a ton of energy, what we do is we use a very efficient ultrasonic filtration system, which pushes all the dirt through the lagoon to a central location where it flocks, falls to the floor, and then we have a suction cart, think of like a giant Zamboni, that drives around the lagoon, suctioning only the bottom 1% of the water. Amazing.
Wow. I mean, has anybody heard me like gasp and say amazing here? And, you know, I heard their original presentation a number of years ago at one of the private equity conferences. And I don't want to say that I dismissed it, but I didn't really focus on it. And now that I've seen it as an idea in currency over the past 4 years, really coming to the forefront, and now that they've got a person that's a CEO like you, a real active, hard-charging, real young guy...
Yeah,
I think they're really poised for some significant growth. If people want to find out about more about this, how do they find you guys?
Well, we have a website, of course, crystal-lagoons.com. You make a great point, because this technology we introduced to the United States just a few years ago, our founder, Mr. Fernando Fishman, is considered a bright mind that's, you know, equivalent to like a Steve Jobs. People call him the Steve Jobs of South America, because these lagoons are being used not only for recreational use, but also for industrial use. There's many applications, for example, for cooling of thermoelectrical power plants, for preparation of water for desalinization, for cooling systems, HVAC. There's many different applications that these lagoons are being used for today.
Do you go out and meet the developers and direct solicit them? How does that work?
You know, we don't do any advertising, but mostly it's word of mouth. Many developers have come to us. We're the only company in the world that can provide this service today. Our technology is patented in 160 countries. So the developers, if they want a large body of water and they want it to be built affordably and maintained affordably, they're coming to us first, because there really isn't anyone else in the market that can do it today. And we do visit developers at their offices as well. We do some road shows in different cities, and that's been very successful. We're focused really on several states: Hawaii, California, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, and Florida.
Okay. Again, if people want to get more information, it's what, crystallagoons.com?
Yeah, crystal-lagoons.com, and they can also look me up on LinkedIn. My phone number, they can reach me directly at 561-213-9696. That'll come directly to me if they'd like to reach me and speak about Crystal Lagoons.
All right, Ori, man, CEO of the United States for Crystal Lagoons, thanks so much for coming in and teaching our audience about this fantastic new product.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this. D, take it away. All right, D. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank UHealth, Kind Snacks, CCIM, Warren Henry, the Miami Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Early Shares. What a great list of sponsors. Expresso Marketing, South Social Media 305, the NFL Alumni Association, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. All right, thank you, fans. Thank you.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.